picking up from the Chofetz Chaim, I think I'm not sure exactly what we're holding last year, but we'll go. I'm pretty sure we didn't do this yet, so we're still on the Rosh Chodesh Chazara. So the Russian Ois Chof says, "Kshegia Eis Tfilas Tfilah Mishaloish Tfilah Shabiyoyim." It comes time to daven one of the three tefillahs of the day. Yinich kol asokov v'yispalo. A person should stop whatever he's doing, and he should daven. Rosh kol advarim sheyishmer zeino mikol dover shenu shaloyim. And the rosh advarim is that you should not focus on anything which isn't yours. You should be shomer your einayim. Don't even look at something which is not yours. So the rosh, when he puts two things together in one ois, one piska, means he feels there's a connection between the two of them. But before I do that, just interesting, the Tosfos Yom Tov wrote a Yiddish Taich of the Orchus Chaim Rosh. He divided it up over the 7 days, and he made it to Kana. And in his Kehila, they actually said Orchus Chaim Rosh every single day, and he translated it into a Yiddish translation to translate it. That now, Baruch Hashem, we have a Hebrew translation of the Yiddish translation of Orchus Chaim Rosh. So the Tosfos Yom Tov's lashon is in the second half of the Rosh. Rosh called the Borim. What's Rosh called the Borim? Shish Rosenam. We call it Dovashen Shaloi. He says, when you talk about a Rosh of something, there's a body which follows. So what is the body which is following? This is going to lead you to X. What's the X that it's going to lead you to? He says that which a person wants to be careful. Rosh Iker Rias Hanoyla LaAdam. That which you should project into your future. That by doing X, you're going to have a result. That will prevent you from doing things which are wrong. Is not to look at things which are not yours. So he's learning that the second half of the Rosh really is not connected specifically to tefillah. It's discussing b'chlal that a person wants to set up his life in such a way that he's not going to be nichshol by focusing on what you have and not what other people have, taking away the world of kina, taking the world of chemda. That's going to address it. Why specifically the nekuda of kina and chemda? The Mishnah says that kina b'taiva b'kovid m'sinas adam in olam. So why does he specifically focus on kina chemda than anything else? The way he's understanding it. So maybe the understanding of that is there's a piece from Rav Chaim Vital, which is quoted in the Evan Shlema. They quote there from the Goyin. The Goyin talks about the quotes that the Rav Chaim Vital. The Rav Chaim Vital says that if you want to know which one of the Seres HaDibros is the most important of the Seres HaDibros, the one of the Seres which is Karlo everything, it's the last one, because we know that the Mispar of 10, number 10 is always a Mispar HaKarlo, always includes everything else. So the one of the Seres HaDibros which is Mispar HaKarlo, which includes everything else, is number 10, is Lo Sachmoid. Lo Sachmoid really is Karlo everything else. He says, why is Lo Sachmoid Karlo everything else? He has a long arichas of there, why is Karlo everything else? The Ibn Ezra, famous Kasher Ibn Ezra, says, how shall I have to tell a person not to be chayim at something? Let's assume for a second that the Isser of Chayim does not, why says even be machshava? So how shall I tell a person not to have a machshava? I see it, I'm jealous, I won't do anything about it, right? So the answer is, they say we're from the base of the Levi, person who stands at the Beira, the tightrope walker is not thinking about anything else when he's walking on the tightrope. So you walk on the tightrope, you're not going to think about it, you're busy focusing. The Goyin says like this, the way I understand the Goyin, Hakina Mataiva Kavan Mesias Alamina Oilam, which Oilam is it does it take a person out of? Which Oilam does it take a person out of? Marshall, I think I've said this Marshall over here before, but the Chazar is good. There was a king, and this king was a tremendously wonderful king, sagacious, tremendously wealthy, caring, intelligent, wise. And he had a custom in his country that you could have a private audience with the king to discuss your own personal problems, and he would give you advice and help, etc. And he's available to any person, any one of the citizens of his country. And so this person makes his appointment. It takes 6 months to get his day. And of course, the day that he comes, he's very excited. He's there very early, waiting. And he goes into the king. And they tell him beforehand it's going to be a very wonderful experience. The experience is overwhelming. He's dealing with the king of one of the mightiest countries in the world, wealthiest countries in the world. And this king is focusing only on him. total focus on him. He gets a 2-hour time block. He can present his issues, and he's a tremendously intelligent person, a tremendously wise person. He's giving him direction and advice, and he offers him help, and he says, "I'm there for you, whatever you need." He gives a special way to access him, etc. When a person is in that state of that feeling of being totally enveloped in warmth, I'm taken care of. The marshal of that hargosha I have is, if you go back when you were a little kid and you went on a family vacation, and you're driving back and they sit in the back seat of the car, and it's 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, and you're falling asleep, and your parents are sitting in the front, and there's nothing warmer in the world than that. Your parents are all powerful; they can deliver everything. Life is wonderful. Everything is, you're totally secure. Now, this fellow has been running and keeping up with the cones, you know, type of a competition going on with his neighbor for the last one of those. So the neighbor knows he's what, a king. See, he figures he's going to drive up with the latest, you know, his latest Cadillac, just to show that he should look out and eat his heart out. At that moment, he looks in the car and says, "I couldn't care less. I'm so warm where I am, and so happy where I am, and so taken care of where I am. You could have 15 Cadillacs. I really don't care. I'm happy for you." That's what Lishafman is. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Sitchem Eretz Yisrael Mibeis Avadim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is totally real to the person. It's so real that I'm living with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. I don't care if you have something. I'm happy you should have something. It's irrelevant to me. It doesn't play. It's not on my radar screen. So the translation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha to Lamaisa is a little Lishafman. Till it's that total reality, I live with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. I'm a babe cradled in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. The babe is he's with his mother. What does he care about anybody else? I'm a clown on my radar screen. That's, you translate Anochi Hashem Elokecha into Lamaisa. That's when it's moved from the realm of the Machshava into the Kishkas of the Mensch. That's Kol everything. That's what I think the Gaon is saying. Rav Chaim Shalom has this aura. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Rav Yosi Shita is that the Malacha of Soyser is only Chayiv when you're Soyser Amanas Livnas Bim Kaima. So the Gemara is Akasha that it doesn't make any sense. The whole Makor is from Mishkan. And where was Soyser in the Mishkan? They took the Mishkan apart to travel somewhere else and we put it up. So by definition, Soyser in the Mishkan was always Amanas Livnas Shalom Bim Kaima. It was always to build it somewhere else, not here. So how can you tell me Soyser means Dafka in this Makam? The Gemara says, "Keep the seva up here, Shem Yisov. If you yachenu, come and ask us from the time of them." The Gemara says. So Rav Chaim Shalevitz gave a marshal. He says, "I'm not sure this is in Lumnus or then this is in Musser, but you know." He says, a mother gets onto the bus in Tel Aviv, the Tel Aviv Yerushalayim bus. She gets on the bus in Tel Aviv, and a baby is in her arms. So I ask you, where's the baby? The answer: the baby is in its mother's arms. Now the bus travels to Yerushalayim, and the baby is still asked, "Where's the baby?" The baby is in its mother's arms. No, the baby is in Tel Aviv, and now it's Yerushalayim. Says, no, you don't understand. The baby is in its mother's arms. That's where a baby is. Where are we? We are in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. That's the same book. That's what the Gemara is saying. I don't know the Pshat and the Gemara, but that's, you know, the Gedank of the Gemara. So Rosh told Rosh Yishmer Zainam, he called Rosh Yishmer Tefillah. The proper musik of tefillah is a human being comes to his creator, and he feels so taken care of that he can ask whoever he wants. The most overwhelming experience, I can talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu whoever I want, a conversation, lashon noichach. Tefillah should be for us this overwhelming experience of simcha. That I can talk to my Kadosh Baruch Hu for whatever I want. I'm totally there with him, and the conversation is direct. I should walk out feeling like on a cloud. Like, you know, I'm happy with the world, I'm happy with you, I'm happy with the world. Like, it's a game of done. I'm with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is the moment during the day where we should be enveloped in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. That's what the Hemshech of the Russians. Because you hear Eitzel Mishalos of Tefillah, you need to call a suck of, drop everything. I don't mean practically, I mean in your mind. I have to carry this, right? V'yispala, why? Because where are you going to be at that moment? It's not just, you know, to be able to have kavanah, I need to stop thinking about everything else. It's like, you know, it's way beyond the world of practical. What the Rosh is saying is, you have a chance to walk into the audience within the king's chamber and be enveloped in his arms. What's going to allow you to do that is to stop focusing on the rest of that world, that world of tina, taiva, and kava, that world which is calling to you. There's something else out there. And that's the olam which it takes you out of. He's taking you out of. There's an olam inside of Liba shall be Yisrael, as that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says. The inside of a human, of a klai, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu is inside. It's a mice of panemius between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Veda that the Rosh is offering us.